It's kind of like this. This is what happened. Once Adam and Eve fell, the creation that God made got compromised. So instead of fixing it, he said, I'm going to make a new one. Right? I'm going to make a new one. It's nothing like the old order. It's nothing like the old creation. See, so what happens to you is you don't get a revelation of that. You read it, you understand it here, but you still don't enter into the creation. You understand in your mind, but you're still in your old creation. You're still in Satan's world. Okay? And so this is the bane of many Christians, right? They understand it in their mind, but there's nothing happening in their spirit, man. In other words, they have never really had a revelation by the Spirit of God. You see, it's just like when you get born again, it's just like we laid Mike in the floor and something new started all over again. And everything the old Mike can never enter into the new. See, that's radical. And so you have many people who are still trying to live in the new, but still in the old form. No miracles ever happened in their life. Nothing's ever happened on the inside. They've never seen the new order. See, do you understand the new creation is a whole new order? Right? So that's why you keep struggling. Because you keep trying to make the old work that'll only work with the new, with a new birth, right? There's a new birth, there's a new creation, there's a new order, and old things have passed away. So, you know, and here's why God did it. When Adam and Eve fell, they could not enter into what God originally created them for. Right? You're gonna be in my image. Think about that. You're going to be in my image. You're going to be in my likeness. You're going to look like me. You're going to have my feelings, my mind, my will, my emotions. And you're going to grow spiritually because I'm a spirit. So you're going to grow spiritually. You're going to learn about a whole new order. And I'm going to propel you into the universe. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to multiply. And you're going to grow spiritually. And you're going to search the universe. And nothing's going to be impossible to you. Nothing's going to be impossible to you. You're going to grow and go, and you're going to take on my character. Nothing's going to be impossible to you. And then you're going to search the spirit realm. You're going to search over here. You're going to search over there. There's not going to be any time and space for you. Right? You know, you'll hit this spot, and then you'll just keep going. You hit this spot, you'll keep going. Your mind will not be on yourself. Your mind will be on so much of my will. You're going to be so much in my character. You're going to be so envious to please me. You're going to step on top of each other to please me, not on to get your way. I can imagine that. So here's why I birthed you. But Adam and Eve messed that up. But here comes God. And this is sort of where we've kind of fell off here. See, God never loses his purpose. He never loses his purpose. So the same thing he had for Adam. And so this is where it gets difficult for us, right? Because we're so drawn on ourselves. God save me so that I can do what I want to do. Save me and help me out of my problems. And he's saying, I'm trying to get you to search the universe. I'm trying to get you in the spirit again. I'm trying to get you in the spirit. What Adam lost, what Eve lost, I'm trying to get you back with a new creation and get you back in the spirit realm. Searching the universe and in the spirit realm. And all you can think about is, when am I going to get my next pair of shoes? Or when this problem's going to be solved in my life. And I'm trying to get you in the spirit realm. Do you know what the Bible says in the New Testament? He has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. He has blessed us. H-A-S has. I already created a new realm for you. It's called spirit realm. Adam lost it. Eve lost it. I've carried it back for you. But it's new and better. It's bigger and better now. It's new. It's bigger. It's better. Because Satan's not going to defeat me. He's not going to defeat me. I don't care if it's been 2,000 years, 6,000 years. He's still not going to defeat me. So see, I'm going to make a whole new order. A whole new realm. And I'm going to bless you with every spiritual blessing. Now come on and grow spiritually, Pastor Jerry. Don't worry about what's on down here on the ground. You grow spiritually, the ground going to take care of itself, right? We seek first, what, the kingdom of God. And everything else is going to be added into you. So there's a space of grace for us out there, for us all. And then that's when we start to find our purpose. God, what's my purpose? You won't find it on the earth. Right? You won't find it in the natural realm. When I say on the earth, you won't find it in the natural realm. Come explore the spirit realm with me. I'm going to show you deep mysteries. I'm going to show you how to defeat the one who defeated Adam. Right? Because I still don't like him. So not only am I going to, give you a new creation, I'm going to show you how to rule the old one. Okay, so get your mind off of your own stuff. Get your mind off your stuff, right? Christian, get your mind off your stuff. Because I'll take care of your stuff. I just need you operating in the new creation. I need you operating in the new order. See, here's Satan. As soon as, here's what happened with Adam and Eve, and it's the same thing that's going, he's using the same thing on you. So God created Mike back there in the Garden of Eden. Walk with me every day. Have fellowship with me every day, live in the spirit, to learn and grow and mature in the spirit every day. Right? Here comes Satan. Here comes Satan. Said, did God say? And then he said, look at that tree over there. Get your eyes off God. Get your eyes off God. And look at that tree. Doesn't that look good to you? Won't that make you feel good? Won't that satisfy you, right? When God's the only one that can satisfy you. All he did is get your mind off God and get it on something natural. So God created you for a whole new order, Rob, for a whole new order. A whole new order. Every spiritual blessing. Can you imagine God creating for you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places and you thinking about shoes? Loafers. Think about shoes. And it is God created you for a new order. A new creation. Why are you messing around down here in the dirt? Right? And here comes Satan. As soon as you start to get it a little bit, had God said, look over there. Don't look at the new order. Look over there. Look at how they're treating you. Look at what they said about you. Look at this. Look at that. They can't do that to you. And get your eyes off the new creation. I'm telling you, if we learn to look to him all the time, we start getting transformed, see? We go back into his original intent to explore spiritual places. Heavenly places. See, here's the deal. Either we're in the world or we're in heavenly places. God loves heavenly places. See, God loves heavenly places. Either we're in the world or in heavenly places. Somebody said, "I can't understand that. Why did he?" I thought about this, Glo. When the thief that Jesus told on the cross. Remember those two thieves on the cross crucified with him? What I'm saying, get us down from here. If you be the Son of God, get us down from here. That's the one we like, Take care of me. The other one said today, Lord, when you go into your kingdom, when you go into your order, when you go into the new creation, receive me in. And Jesus said this. He didn't say, okay, your sins are forgiven. Because see, that's the way we define Christianity. God just forgave our sins. He didn't say that to him. He didn't say, today your sins are forgiven. And we would say, oh, praise God, his sins are forgiven. He said, today you're going to be in a new order with me. Today you're going to be with me in paradise, right? You guys remember that? What's more, you know, God loves to forgive your sins, but they're just a means to an end. Right, Shelly? Right, Shelly? That's why you're dreaming? God says, come. You know, if God stepped in here today, he wouldn't say your sins are forgiven. You know what he'd say to Tara? Come to paradise with me. Come go to paradise with me. You say, God, I still got a body. I can take you there right in your body. You understand? You understand that the reality of the spirit world? Do you understand the reality of the spirit world? Created in Christ Jesus. You know, this is why we say to JR, this is why we say to JR, and this is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5. Know no man after the flesh. What do you mean don't know him after the flesh? You got flesh right here, right? You got flesh, you got a little bit of hair. A little mess on my. Pastor Jerry was hitting him on the head yesterday. And every time she hit him, the phone rang. No man after the flesh. Rob, I can't know you after the flesh. Well, how am I going to know you? I'm going to know you by the new creation. Yeah. I'm going to know you by the spiritual order. Because if I know about the flesh, I'm like, yeah, Rob's a nice guy, right? What you say? But that's your sister-in-law, Rob. I got no Rob bigger than that. I got no Rob bigger than that. I got to know him in Christ Jesus. I got to know him in the spiritual creation. I got to know him in the new order. I got to know him with the gifts of the Spirit. I got to know him walking in love from above. I got to know him that has the faith of the Spirit. Yes. We have to move past the natural guys. God didn't save us just to walk on earth and just make it from day to day. That's not why we're here. We should be discovering. You know, I told those guys last night, I said, you know, we get out in the spirit, we start to do works that he did and greater works than those. We start with those little imps. Then we start taking down principalities. See? And the rulers of darkness, because, see, it's to the church God makes known the mysteries of God and to put the devil, a new kind of wisdom to put the devil to flight. And God's going to raise up somebody in the spirit realm to reign and rule with him in the spirit and explore out there in the spirit realms and take down strongholds. But see, we're made for that order. We're made for that destiny. You know, when God made Adam and put him in down, he said, listen, you be fruitful, you multiply, you grow, you become like me, you go out in the spirit realm. How much of the spirit are we learning, guys? Our purpose then is we're going to be taught by the Holy Spirit how to walk in the spirit and learn spiritual truths and walk as God's daily delight and understanding things, the power of the age to come. You know, we've got things that we learn here, and then we also learn about the future, and we get, this is Christian said this morning, we start embrace the training for reigning. But you know, this is where it's supposed to start at the new birth. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's not just sins are forgiven, he's a new creature. You know, we don't know people after the flesh. So that means that we have to see beyond, we have to see beyond Mike's natural man and see his spirit man. And so this is, this is kind of the reason why we baptize. You know, the baptism is the giving, is the old man being put under and staying under. And then a new man raises, it comes out of the water. In Christ Jesus, he's in a new realm. He has new faculties. He has new organs, spiritual organs to detect things that he's never been able to detect before in a new realm, right? So this is where we talk about the gifts of the Spirit. When he comes up, there's discerning on the inside of him. There's eyes of his understanding being lightened on the inside of him. He has a new set of ears to hear spiritually. He can hear God like he never has before, right? There's an understanding in the spirit realm that's not natural. This is what's starting to happen to you. So here's Satan's trick. He wants to keep coming and bring a distraction to your life because, you know, the last thing that he wants to see you is start to operate in that spirit realm because that's where your victory and that's where your liberty is and that's really where your purpose is. So we're going to march higher. We're going to get above this world. We are the new creation. We are the new creation. We are the superior realm. We belong to a superior realm. But it's really not us, it's Christ in us, right? We're not superior to anybody else. But you have to identify that with Christ, with your purpose, that I belong to another realm and I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me because I belong to a new order. I belong to a new order. And so when you get this, the power of it is so high, you know, you can almost start to say, well, let the problems come. And they will. Whether you see it or not, they're coming. But you are more than a conqueror. I'm talking about more than a conqueror. Why did he say that? Why do you say you're more than a conqueror? Because you belong to a superior realm. You're more than a conqueror. You don't fight in your own strength about it. You let the conqueror on the inside of you that beat death conquer anything that comes. You're more than a conqueror. I say that to you this morning. You're more than a conqueror. It doesn't matter what the weight is. It doesn't matter what the sin is. It doesn't matter what the habit is. It doesn't matter whatever it is that we're more than conquerors because we belong to a new order. Can you see that? So here's, we're always praying, and this is why we said it today. You know, there are a couple prayer watch hours that are open on tomorrow. I think it was 1 p.m., 8 a.m., and then 10 p.m. It all starts right there. You know, if I can get you in here, if I can get you quiet before heaven for an hour or two, you're going to start to pick up on a new creation. See? And see, that's, we're so busy that we can't pick up on the order that we belong to. Isn't that a shame? We're so busy we can't pick up on the order that we belong to. Right? So here's, you walk out the door today, how many things you got to do? You got 10 things to do. Yeah. 10 things to do. And so we have to get this. This is the revelation. This is the revelation, J.R. Chantel. This is the revelation. If you don't have time to pray, you're going to miss it. Even though you want it, you can't catch up with it. You can't catch up with it, right? Because if I can't sit you down and get you quiet, you can't catch up with it. You might be saying, man, I can see that. But see, you can't catch up with it. Because as soon as you walk out, you got this, you got that, right? Thank God it's September. Guys, right? Right? I bet you can catch up with that game. I'm trying to pull the rug out of you. See, I got to pull the rug out from under you because you can catch up with that game. But isn't it a shame you can't catch up with a realm that you were created to be in, live in, move in, breathe in? That's what you were created for. Can I get you? This is what you were created for. You see Satan's diabolical deception. You can't even see what you were created for. You can't see it. You say, I understand in my mind, but you still not seeing it. Because if you saw it, you will be in prayer. See, I can't convince you. I can't convince you. You know, there's those weird movies, Derek, that, you know, those weird horror, you know, there's a lot of horror stuff going. You're like, don't open that box. Because if you open the box, something, the negative is going to explode out and it's going to contaminate the whole town. Right? Don't let it out. Don't open the box. And the movies, the music's on. You're like, please don't turn that key, man. Don't turn that key. Because it's going to infiltrate the whole. That's exactly what happened with Satan. See, when you walk out, there's an environment that's infused with doubt, unbelief, negativism, darkness. It's infused. It's all around you. See, you can't see past it. You can't see past it. You can't even see your own purpose. But if I can get you to a prayer watch, and listen, I'm not even going to tell you what to pray for. I just want you to get in there and get quiet before heaven. And let, you know, it takes the Spirit of God to reveal to you what you were made for. What I'm saying this morning, is an absolute truth for the church. You know, we should be exploring, Shelley, all those dreams you're having, right? Well, you're into another realm, and Tony's having, he's in another realm. He's seeing whole new creatures and stuff like that. Where's Tony? You here? Remember you told me that? Here's God. I'm trying to show y'all. I'm trying to show you little by little. I wish Tony could share that. I'm trying to show you little by little, you don't belong to this earth realm. See, either you're in the spirit realm or you're in the earth realm. So I have to keep saying it, and I have to keep saying it. You don't belong here. You say, what do you mean I'm here? You don't belong here. That's why the scriptures keep saying, you know, we're just pilgrims and aliens and sojourners. We're tent dwellers. Don't get a mansion here. Why are you doing that? I'll tell you, you look at people in the Bible, they're like, I dwell in tents, man. I got $1 billion, but I'm still going to dwell in a tent because I don't belong here. Right? I belong to a new order. And a new creation. Am I giving you a new idea about what new creation is? Yeah, you're new, but there's a whole new creation too, right? And listen. You guys know the whole story about the children of Israel, and then they crossed Jordan back in the Old Testament, and they went to the promised land, right? Right? You guys remember that? They had stones, and they had to leave some stones in the water. Guess what? I've got to leave some old behind me. You leave them stones in there. Leave them stones in there. That's memorial. I'm passing out of that order into the promised land order. Well, who do you think that was prophetic of? The church in you. God's been trying to get that. Even way back in, back then, I'm trying to get it across to you. You belong to a new order. They belong to a new order. It's a spiritual order with spiritual promises. It's heavenly places. Can you imagine? This is how God thinks big. He don't think like Derek. He thinks big. When I save you, I'm going to save you. Come on now. I ain't going to save you and leave you on the earth to fight little stuff. I'm going to create a whole new order. This is me. I'm God. I'm creating something that's higher than you, more than you can ask or think. This is God, right? So you got to come up to me. Get yourself in the prayer room. So when are you going to know it? You said, I got to do this, this, and this. I am not joking you. See, the more you lay before heaven, the more you know the reality of heaven. Somebody said, I heard a sermon. That's not enough. I read a book. That's not enough. Get before heaven and get still. And let him reveal the realm to you where you belong. Listen, you read the New Testament. It's all Paul. That's all Paul talks about. And never misunderstand this. That, you know, God didn't just start dictating stuff to Paul for you. That's not what he did. He didn't start to say, okay, write this, write that, write this, write that. They didn't do that. God grabbed him, put his life in him, took him to heaven or the heavenly realm, showed him how to experience it and walk in it. All he was writing was what he was experiencing. Right? He said, God, give me something to write. Well, come to heaven with me. You understand? He wrote what he was. See, we want to do stuff. Be first before you do. Be before you do. Too many churches are doing and not being. I mean, somebody came to us the other day. They had a little wristband on. We're taking the land. Like, what land you taking? All you're trying to do is grow naturally so you can become a successful church. You're not being anything. No, here comes God. No, I need you spiritual, lady. Because that's what you were created for, to be a spiritual being, right? You say, I just want my problem solved. You done missed your whole purpose. You missed your whole purpose. See, God's big, man. He's big. I got purposes for you that's beyond what you can ask or think. But all I need you to do is shut down and learn how to get in my order. And you wake up and say, great day, Pastor, did you read this scripture? Now the scripture comes alive. Now it means something, you know. That's what Paul was talking about when he said, I went to the third heaven. And God revealed to me mysteries. I say for Derek Cannon that God has predestined him to know the mysteries of God. It's a mystery. Man's not going to get it, but he can and get in his presence. Can he get in his presence? God's going to start revealing stuff to him. He said, oh, God, me, yeah, you, yeah, but I'm filthy. Yeah, but I still do it. Because our righteousness is filthy rags. That's all there's to it, right? We can never boast about anything. We can never boast about what we've learned, what we think we know, da-da-da-da. We got to come humble. But I'm telling you, here's the Father's heart this morning for you. I'm telling you, this is the Father's heart this morning. Listen, he is so fed up with religion. Yeah. I need somebody who's going to follow me, Shelley, into that realm. Will you be bold enough and will you trust me to reveal stuff to you that man can never do? Can you at least go back to Genesis and see the purpose that I had for this man to go out? And I'm spirit. I'm not a natural earth dweller. I'm spirit. Of course, I own the earth, but I'm spirit. I own the earth, but that comes second. I can't give you the earth until I give you the spirit. Somebody's like, I'm going to reign and rule with them on earth. You better be in the spirit first. You're a spiritual creature. He's the father of spirits. He's the father of spirit. We got no man, shall we not got no people after the flesh? You're going to know them after the spirit. God, I don't know how to do that. Come sit with me. Come sit with me. You say, I went to church. That is not enough. Just sit with me and want it. Just sit with me and say, I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about this. They didn't teach me that when my church grows. They didn't teach me that when I grew up in church. They didn't teach me that. I don't know nothing about this. That's good. But I'm going to start to show you. I'm going to reveal to you the mysteries, right? See, man can never be satisfied but with this, what I'm talking about right here. You know, we keep trying to do this and do that, right, and think things are going to satisfy us, but it doesn't work. You won't be satisfied. Each of us individually won't be satisfied until we get in the presence of God and let him talk to us. And I'm not talking about necessarily verbally, but just start to communicate with our spirits and say, wait a minute, I'm starting to sense something here that I never sensed before, right? Nothing of my natural senses can get it, but I'm picking up on something that's higher than I, but oh, it is so good. And while it's happening, I'm starting to feel closer to God. Even in my state, I still feel closer to God. And then as soon as you walk out, Satan's going to say, okay, you got to do this, this, and this. And they're going to talk about you. You're going to say, I don't care. They can talk more. Listen, here's some more stuff. Let them talk about that too. It's like we read about God's love, right? You know, so here's the thing about God's love. I wish I had my phone. Did I text that to you? I'm going to be texting Taba tonight. I'm going to text you stuff tonight, Taba. There's a revelation coming, sir. There's a revelation coming, sir. All right, so here's what you got to know about God. You don't know. It doesn't matter about your past and stuff. How do you know which one I wanted? She got the right ones in purple. I wish you could feel what I'm feeling, how much he wants you. You can go kill 5 people. He'll still be right there and tell you how much he loves you and embrace you so strong. I don't care what you did. See, Satan fools some people to say, well, I'm too bad for this. Come on, man. He just tricked you. Nothing can overcome his love for you. Nothing. You know. Somebody says, so-and-so, you know, he did so-and-so. Listen. Listen to the thief on the cross. And here's a nice quote here. I want you to hear this. And see, this is other realmish, right? You know, one of the things that we learn from the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13, you know, you can give all your goods to feed the poor. And you can give your body to be burned. But if you have that love, you don't have a thing. See, that's other realmish, guys. That's the new art, that's the new creation, Pastor Jerry, right? And I know sometimes I'm at my lowest, and somebody, you know, what I don't need is somebody to try to make me feel a little better. I need somebody coming from another realm. Tell me something from the hidden skies out there that man can't see, but they've been there. And they detected the voice of God from another world. Are you with me? From the new creation, from the spiritual realm. I need the spiritual realm. I need spiritual people around me, Kristen Lynn. I need spiritual people around me. Because Satan's going to throw stuff at you. And it's going to take you down sometimes. I'm telling you, he's been around longer than we have. I need some people around me. Yeah? So, you know, don't text me gossip. Don't text me gossip. Text me something from the other realm, Tava. I'm expecting that from you tomorrow, Tava. Something from the other realm, Tava. He says, love, not the presence of a lot of understanding and teaching and truth, is the governing matter with the Lord. Love is his governing matter. Right? He says, it's not that he himself is, that he accepts wrong things, but he sees through them. He sees differently than we do. He sees through them, right? He doesn't accept them, but he sees through them. Right? I didn't accept Rob's wrong, but I saw right through it. Don't matter. See, that's the realm that we don't understand. Right? No tit for tat. You know, they ain't like that with him. You know, it's not like that. See, the tit for tat, what realm is that in? What realm do you belong to? Is it the worldly one? What realm do you belong to? You want to grow? You want to please the Father? You know when Jesus is, you know when Jesus gets his full reward for what he did? You know what when he gets that? He gets his full reward when you start walking in the Spirit. When you start learning spiritual ways, right? When this is God's original intent for us, and you know, there's a spiritual house over there on Mountain Road, Pastor Jerry. There's a spiritual house over there. They love one another. They don't care about after the flesh. They love one another. I don't care what you did. I see you in Christ. I see you getting transported from Glen Allen to Rome, Italy, and healing a blind man, and then coming back. You know, and with God, a day is like a minute, or 1,000 days is like, you know, 2 hours. Y'all don't know where I've been. See, we're getting transported in the Spirit while certain people just knocking on doors. See, that's their own plan. That's their earthly religion. And he got, God got you over here going to getting transported over here to China. Breaking down strongholds in the Spirit, right? In the Spirit. I got to grow you in the Spirit to do this. I got to grow you in the Spirit to do this, right? You got to know what you can do. Why are you letting time and distance hold you back? That's no barrier to him. But we're so much in the flesh, and we're so much in the natural, and we're so much, you know, counting on natural things. When God said, can you just grow spiritually? I say, stand next year by this time, 5 years from this time. Pastor Jerry said, you know what? I've been to Australia. Y'all don't want to know what happened down there. I knew it before the government knew it. Right? Here's the thing about, who said the thing about the government? Right? I knew it before, we can't depend on the government. I knew it before the government knew what was going to happen down there. We've been praying before it happened. We've been in the Spirit, see. We've been in the Spirit, you know. Don't be content with this natural stuff. I'm just going to throw some possibilities out there. You know, your brother and her son, why can't, oh boy. He's not dead. Why can't you? Why can't you meet? Didn't Jesus meet Moses and Elijah at the Mount of Transfiguration? Right? These people, these Old Testament people. Here he is meeting them out there. Why can't you go meet Jonah? Is there any time or distance or space or anything in that other realm? Why can't you talk to them? Why don't, how does, can an angel have a message for you? We keep getting earthly teaching. You think an angel will know something about the spiritual realm, Chris? Alyssa? See, I thought I forgot. I know this stuff, man. See, Stan got one camping right there on, I forgot the name of your street, Stan. Winford Lane. The angels on Winford Lane. They're standing outside the door. They're in McKingsville. They're on a football field with that man. Right? See, that's what happened. Aaron caught Aaron last year or year before last. He caught the kickoff, right? And here come no angels on the field. Y'all think I'm joking. Some of those movies they make, they really are. Angels in the outfield or whatever. I know it's a jokey thing with the world. You think there's some angels not around you, camped around 6,000 Brook Road? You think some angels not around you? We're just not spiritually minded enough. See, Tabitha thinks she's going to go this way, but she's going to go another way. Because the angel is going to say, no, ma'am, that's not the way God said it. And heaven's going to invade your space. I'm prophesying to you. And it's easy. Because, see, as soon as you start touching the spirit realm, you start seeing differently than man sees. Right? Right? Bernadina retires sooner than she thinks. Amen? I mean, I know you can't say amen to that, but you understand what I'm trying to say. Are y'all listening to me? If I can get you out of the flesh and in the spirit, if I can get you out of the natural, if I can get you out of the natural, if I can get your natural thinking away, Jesus. You think too naturally. You think too naturally. As soon as something happens, the natural mind kicks in. It's just like, bless God, what we're going to do? Everything's going to fall apart. Here's the God that we have. There was utter chaos on the earth. Utter chaos. And the Spirit of God started brooding over this thing. There might be chaos in your life. There might be chaos in your life. The Spirit of God just started brooding over here. I need y'all in that prayer room this week. Because, you know, God said, I got the answer, but you won't let my spirit brood over it. It's in the spirit. The answer is in the spirit. A spiritual creature, your new creation. Okay, I get to my message. Are y'all listening to me? Don't let this pass you. There's gobs and gobs of generations that just let it slip on by. It's easy, you know, that's why we have the account of the children of Israel. You know, God, it's like Christmas in the Israel, in the wilderness with the Israelites. A whole generation of people, God was trying to get them into a new order. That's what the promised land was all about. And they said, no, I want to go back to Egypt. I'll go back doing bricks and I'll go back under slavery, but this is too hard for me. Because they couldn't see like God see. And see, in the New Testament, he said, I created every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And we don't even say, God, what does that mean? We just read it or hear it. And listen, Brendan, if they're heavenly places, I want to know about them. Yes. It's heavenly places, I want to know about them. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Why y'all having them dreams and stuff? Yes. Why are y'all having them dreams? That's why Chris having a dream. Jerry, Shelly, Lisa. If I can get you to the other side of the bridge, right? Release a dream just now. If I can get you, see, on this side, there's all kind of bombs going on and my kids running around. I can't find them. If I can get you into the new creation realm, if I can get you across the bridge, right? If I can get you across the bridge, if I can get you up to Jacob's ladder, See, a lot of us live on the side of the bridge all of our lives, so we got to get chased around and bombs going off, and we got to keep our children straight, and they run it off, and we can't find them, and we're all in. We're just in chaos all of our lives. If it's not that bomb this city. I don't know what city it is, but it's just constantly going. But when I can get to the bridge, God's not telling this. He's trying to tell us. I can get to the bridge. He said, I don't have time. Football game on. I can't get there. I love football, by the way. I want to be straight about that. If I catch a game, I will, but I'm not going to do it at the expense of my time from heaven. I'll tell you that right now. I like me some football. Ask Glow. Woo! Can we stop? Y'all getting this? I mean, it make a decision. God, I'm going to spend some time with you. I got to learn this stuff. I don't know what Pastor's talking about, but I got to learn stuff. Because it's real, brother. It's real. It's all New Testament, right? It's not like I'm making this stuff up. You just read the New Testament. It's real, man. You know, right in the book of Acts, you know, here come the Holy Spirit from heaven. You know, different languages. Here he comes from heaven. Come from heaven. He came down from heaven. We have a heavenly calling. He came down from heaven. God, I don't understand it in my spirit. Make it real to me. Because it's all heavenly. Every bit of it is spiritual and heavenly. Every bit of it is spiritual and heavenly. Every bit of it. Every ounce of it is spiritual and heavenly. Let's have a new realm, though. Tony, come on. Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. I hope we all got that. I hope we all got that, because that word was made me excited in my spirit, because it exposed the enemy, but it revealed Christ. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just hearing just that last part, you know, talking about Israel, the Israelites, the Lord promised them that he was going to take them to a place there where there's milk and honey. You know, there's freedom. But they would rather have gone back to being slaves because they had meat. You see what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you're free? I'm gonna give you a place where everything's sweet. You own it. But Moses, why you take us out to this desert to die? I just told you I'm taking you to a place to live and be free. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what happens when we get distracted and we allow the enemy to distract us and separate us from the spirit. Because that's what the devil does. That's his first tactic. That's what he did with Adam and Eve. That's what he uses against us. He ain't doing nothing new.
Right. That's it.
That's right. Ecclesiastes said there ain't nothing new under the sun. He's using the same tactics, and we still falling for the same tricks. Some of us be so prideful that we be like, well, if I was in Adam and Eve's shoes, I would have did things differently. We're still falling to the same tactics. And I'm speaking for myself. I'm like, dang, I heard this before, and I still ain't get it yet. So, Lord, help me. Help me to understand it. I'm not good. I don't have it yet. I know it, and I haven't got it yet. Lord, help me not to keep falling to those same sickening, devilish, snakish tactics. But the only way I can do that is by connecting with him. We got to get connected. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy How many times pastor has to sit here and say, stay connected, stay at my pocket? You know, he says that almost every week. And I be like, and I sit there and say, I mean, and he's saying it in a spiritual way, not just to him, but to God. But I still be like, okay, I got you. And I won't text the pastor throughout the week. He'll be texting me like, and I'll be like, yeah, amen, amen. Oh, like, how I'm gonna get that, Lord? I mean, that's a great word. I wish I could get it. And he's telling me to get connected. But I'm so concerned about my work week. I'm busy. I'm at work all the time. Work is stressing me out. I gotta worry about how to pay these bills. It's so many things that get us distracted from where we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be in the heavenlies. The bills don't matter. They're going to be here. And if I go tomorrow, they're going to be here. And I'm going to be good. You know what I'm saying? You know. And to a certain instance, like, the world is taking what was for us, and they're benefiting off it. You know, because we are where we think, and we are where we put our faith in. So the world is sitting there like, oh, just be positive. If you be positive, every situation, you're going to look at it in a positive way. Get negativity out your life. They taking things that the Lord has meant for us. Look at the heavenlies. Keep your thoughts on the higher things and watch what takes place in your life. The spirit realm is going to start affecting your natural life because you keep your mind on the higher things. You're no longer on this earth. You're putting it in heaven. So they're just rearranging words, and they're putting it, and they are benefiting off of what is for us. You see what I'm saying? And they're profiting from it. Our profit is supposed to be through spiritual means, and we're not attaining it. And then they laugh at us and be like, well, that's why your stuff ain't working. It's because we're not connected. We don't really believe it. We will focus on this, what was going on in this earth, and we'll let it distract us from what our purpose is and who we are. We're not supposed to hold on to our lives. If our life was meant to be taken today, we're supposed to be like, well, glory be to God for the time I had. I just pray that all of what I've done here on earth is to fulfill what his purpose was for my life. Now I have to go on. Because that's what Paul said. The only reason I'm here is the benefit of you guys. It's not for me. But it's for the benefit of you. If it was my will, I would be gone. So that's how we kind of supposed to live right now. We supposed to be living in a way that we don't supposed to be here anyway. If Jesus called me, I'm supposed to be in paradise. Bye, y'all. That's how we supposed to live. But we're so focused on saving our lives and saving it. And, you know, oh, I don't want you to leave. I don't want Kristen to leave. I love her too much. God, please don't let her go. You see what I'm saying? Like, we hold on to, like, when the pastor said that we're so busy focused on making mansions on this earth, I really looked at myself and was like, you're right. Because I need to get my education. I want to make sure I got this. I got to get my bills paid off. I want to get wealth. I don't want just money. I want wealth. You know, that's how I think. And I'm sitting there like, Lord, I'm thinking all wrong. How do I get your mansion here on this earth, Lord God? How do I live like a soldier in this world? Because I'm supposed to be making a way. That's what the song was. I'm supposed to be making a way for you. Not for me to live more comfortably. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of things on here. And it's not a testament or a rebuke to those who are you know, taking care of their money or whatever. It's not that. But it's the fact that our mind is in reverse. We're thinking earthly to heaven, but we're supposed to be thinking heaven to earth. You know, so we keep falling to that same mentality, that same trap where we get distracted and we let the devil say, hey, you did do this, you do that, or God didn't mean this. And that's not how it's supposed to be. God, what did you say? Okay, well, that's what I'm going to believe in. But we get tired and we get frustrated or we get ill and not patient anymore. And we allow Satan to tell us, see, I told you not to do it that way. You should have did it this way. We're supposed to wait on God. Until God moves, we're not supposed to move. And we sing a lot of songs that say that. Lord, you move first. Guide my footsteps. And I'm telling you, I do that. And then when it comes to following him, I'm like, well, Lord, you know, I don't believe you're just going to let me sit here in this place. I believe you. You know, blessings, not curses, all this stuff. And you start believing that stuff. So you be like, well, that can't be the will of God. But God said it's going to be suffering. There's going to be some sacrifices. That's what, like Chris said, it's going to take that prayer and you giving up that hour that you might want to watch football, or you want to, I like playing video games, or I just want to lay down and sleep, you know, whatever it may be. Going out to eat, it may take that, you know. So, you know, God wants to expand our purpose, but we're not putting ourselves in a place of expansion. We have to put ourselves in a place of expansion. We have to get to that place. I'm thinking about what Pastor said. I heard the scripture 1,000 times, but it hit me so deep today. I was in the back having to wave like, Lord, keep it coming. Because just thinking about it, we hear the same types of things from people who don't believe or people who believe other things. They say things about Christianity like, okay, well, if God is this, if God's so loving, why does he allow these things to happen? Why is the hurricane going on? Why is people dying every day? All this other stuff. And we sit there and try to explain it, and it's the same old thing over and over. But Pastor said there was two types of people on that cross with Jesus. There was a person trying to save his life, and the one who said, I want whatever your authority is, whatever your order, whatever the newness that you have, I want. We can't keep being like the world and over here saying, Lord, how are you going to save my life? Well, if you this, you that, save my life right now. When Jesus is like, I'm saving your life right now, you don't see it. Your eyes is closed to it. I'm already saving your life. You blind. The other man said, wherever you go, if your kingdom, make way for me, please. And he said, today you're going to be in paradise with me. That other person realized that this life don't mean nothing. He was willing to give it. He was willing to accept whatever Jesus said. He might not have been a person who even known Jesus. But he might have looked over to Jesus and said, something's different about him. God opened his eyes. And that's what God is trying to do to us. He's trying to open our eyes so we can get connected. So that we can know and see what this world really is. This world is an anomaly. They say there is nothing, no other world. It's similar worlds, but there is no world like this that can sustain life. They're trying to search. This is perfectly created for us to walk in dominion, to walk in the spiritual realm, to do all these things. Yes, there is a fallen world because of what that sin that has corrupted it. But God says, I have something for you that's going to redeem this place, that's going to be higher than this place, that I want you to be connected with me in this place so that we can make this world right. But I can't do it without a person that's wanting to be connected to me. Adam and Eve gave up their connection for a taste of an apple or whatever, a fruit. Whatever the fruit was, because of a lie. They gave it up because their pride got in the way. Their ambition got in the way. Their envy got in the way. When God said, you already had everything. How much is Christ has already said, I've created a place for you. I've made a way for you. You can go straight before God anytime you want. Your sins are forgiven. I love you no matter what you've done. He's already told you you can command legions of angels. You can bring heaven to earth. He said all these things is yours because you're not of this world. But you have to not be of this world. You have to be connected. You have to carry a cross. These are the things he told us to do. But yet we're not walking in it because we give up on it too fast. We let go of that pocket too soon. We let go of his pocket too soon. We have to get to a place where we just let everything go on this earth. Let it all go. You know, and it's a struggle. It's something that you got to pray for. God, help me get this thing. Get this thing in me. Get this seed. Let the seed produce in me. Because it's easy to forget. It's easy to lose focus once God steps back a little bit. He don't never leave, but he just step back. He get out your sight. He get out your peripheral. And you like, where you go? But God is always there. And we got to be able to say, Lord, I know you here. I know your presence here. Because just think about it. Everybody in here has either been bullied, have kids that's been bullied in some form or fashion, whether it's from your boss, from a school person or whatever. Well, how many times do you think a bully will step up when you got your mama there, your daddy there? Ain't no bully going to bully you in front of your mama and daddy. Or if so, they bold. That's how God is. God, that devil ain't going to show up the way he shows up. And tell as long as you connected to your mama or your daddy, the devil ain't going to step up like that. Or even if he do, even if he does, the situation, you're not scared. That's when you get courage. You be like, yeah, do something. I got my mama right here. I got my big brother right here. Come on, like, step up. I'm more than a conqueror, exactly. And that's how we got it. We have to stay connected. That's where our strength comes from. That's where our energy comes from. That's where our courage comes from. That's where love comes from. So, I mean, this message excited me so much, and I probably spoke too long, but I just say, glory to God. Let's get it. And if we don't get it, say, hey, Lord, help me get it. Help me get it. Help this thing to be. I don't want to be the same tomorrow when I leave here. Let this thing keep festering inside me. Let this thing burn inside of me. Let this fuel what you've already put in me in the past. Like, because that's what God is always doing. He's trying to keep a constant flame. And to me, that's what the flaming bush was. It was a bush that would not burn up. We're that bush, but God's that fire. He doesn't want to burn us up. He doesn't want to consume us. He wants to keep us bright. He wants to make sure we become that holy land on earth. You see what I'm saying? That's what we are. Everywhere we go, holy. Everything's holy because he's making us holy. And that's where he's trying to get us to. So glory be to Lord. Glory. I think I did. Or if it ain't all out, I'm just, let the Lord work. Let the word work. Yes. Today, you know, instead of going home and doing the normal routine thing, instead of going to watch football or going to, you know, go out to eat, go to grocery shop, store, whatever, go home, take some time, spend it with the Lord. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart, just spend it with him. Dwell on it. Say, Lord, Lord, whatever, this time is for you, and let the Lord do his work in you. And he's going to reveal some things to you. You might have a dream. You might have a vision. You never know what might happen. You might get a deeper revelation that you might have to text pastor with. But just give him a little bit of time. Let this thing fester inside you a little bit more and burn. So with that being said, I'm going to close this out. Pastor Jerry got something to say.
Glory. Praise God. all the whole time Pastor was ministering, all I could see was blind Bartimaeus sitting on the roadside. And Jesus was coming by, and he had heard so much about all the miracles and everything that he'd done, the blind eyes that he'd opened in, raising Lazarus from the dead, but he couldn't see, but he heard. We're hearing today. If you have ears to hear today, hear. But then you got to do like blind Bartimaeus. Cry out to Jesus. Open my. He cried so much. Everybody around him says, shut up, man. Just stay blind. The world is going to tell you to stay blind. Don't believe what that man is saying. He's crazy. Live in the sin-torn world. Keep on struggling. They told him, shut up. Don't you ask for Jesus. Don't you cry out to him. But he knew what? He had something burning, Tony, on the inside of him. I've heard enough. Hearing is not enough. Now I've got to see that eternal realm. I've got to see Jesus. I've got to see heaven. He cried so much that Jesus said, man, what do you want from me? Pastor's saying, go home this afternoon. Get in your quiet place. Cry out to Jesus. Like Tony said, none of us have it. None of us have it. I'm sitting over there saying, oh, Jesus. I'm like blind Bartimaeus. I want to see. Open my eyes. We are carrying the stigma of blindness on us. When you were blind in the Bible, they gave you a certain blanket, a certain coat that identified that you were a blind man. The devil has given us certain attire that says you are a failure. You can't make it. You're not going to ever succeed. You're going to stay in this condition. Let the world know this is who you are. The world has identified who we are. But Jesus gave us identity when he birthed us in our mother's womb. Can we see? Do we want to see? All the Holy Spirit is saying, if you ask me, I'll open your eyes. I'll let you see it. I'll let you live in it. I'll let you taste it. I'll let you partake with me. But you've got to want it. You got to want it. You can hear this message like Tony say 25 times, every 24 hours a day, every hour on the hour, you can get on the podcast and play it and play it and play it and play it and play it. And nothing happens. And then you blame God and you blame the preacher. But it's inside of me. Do I want it? Do I want to see? Do I want to partake of heaven? Or do I want to stay in trouble and sickness and pain and strife and frustration and poverty and anger and want and lack? Or do I allow my creator, who's already created every good gift from me that comes from above, for me to partake in it? It's a reality that we haven't lived in yet. But the Holy Spirit is challenging us today. I think it was Chris said, have courage. Have courage enough to leave out of here and said, I am going to see what I was created and what God intended for me to be. If he can open the eyes of the thief on the cross, certainly he can open the eyes of a so-called born-again Christian. Hello, Jesus. Hello, Jesus. The thief on the cross, he was a thief. He was a sinner. I'm supposed to be born again and have Christ living inside of me. And here I am blind as a bat. Can't see. He's saying to us, I'm going to open your eyes if you want it. He's not going to force them open. He's not going to make you want it. Something has to hit our spirits. Like it did blind Bartimaeus. I need to see. I've heard enough. Like Tony said, I've heard it. I've been here all these years over and over and over again. Been through the same trouble. Been through the same cycle, just like the children of Israel. 40 years. 25 years. 30 years. Still blind. Don't even realize, didn't I see this mountain before? Hello, they say they went around the same mountain for 40 years. When did they get to the place that somebody said, wait a minute, y'all, we've been here before. Blind. Blind. That's what blindness do it. You can't see the spirituality of what Christ is trying to do. You keep looking in the natural. And he's trying to lift your eyes above. Set your affection on things above. I dare us to set our affection. I'm challenging Geraldine Beatrice Holiday Dickens today to set my affection on things above. I'm sick and tired of this earth. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm like Bartimaeus. Please open my eyes, Jesus. Please, I'm crying out for you. Let me see. Let me see. Paul said, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard the good things that he have in store for them. But it's revealed to us what? By the Spirit supernaturally. It's a supernatural walk, y'all. And like Tony, I didn't mean to say all that. But he's trying to open our eyes. He's trying to give us spiritual sight. He's trying to take us into a new dimension, a new order, a new place. But we are too satisfied where we are. We really are, y'all. We are too satisfied. Even with the as bad as it is, we still satisfied. As bad as it is, we still satisfied. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us. Come on, Tony, and close out. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us.
Help us, help us, help us, help us. We need help. Lord God, help us to know the desperate state we're in. Lord, we thank you for this word this morning, oh, Lord God. Every word, everything that came from heaven this morning, we just thank you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the Spirit, oh, Lord God, who fastens it to our hearts, Lord God. We thank you for the Spirit, oh, Lord God, that makes understanding to our minds, Lord God. We thank you for the renewal this morning, oh, Lord God. The passion in which you spoke today, oh, Lord God. Heavenly Father, shows the passion of your heart for us, Lord God. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you grip us, Lord God. Grip us hold, O Lord. Fasten us in your fist, Lord God. Heavenly Father, for we know that those in who you grasp, O Lord, there is no way that they can come out of your hands, Lord God. So we just thank you for the grasping that you have taken upon us today of our hearts, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, creating a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you, Lord God. Create a longing for the spiritual realm, O Lord God. The higher things, Lord God. Give us a longing for it, Lord God. Heavenly Father, as we leave here, O Lord God, as we sit, O Lord God, no matter how much time, O Lord God, as we get devoted to you, Lord God, we just pray that you have your way in it. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, whether it's an angel, O Lord God, with a message, whether it's the Spirit, O Lord God, or whether it's a feeling that comes through our body, O Lord God, let us, O Lord, experience you in a higher way, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, let this stuff be sealed in Jesus' name, O Lord God. We just pray for a special protection, O Lord God, over those, O Lord God, who will be leaving this place, O Lord God. We just pray that you send your angels, O Lord God, protect them from seen and unseen dangers, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let us reveal the tactics of the enemy, O Lord God. As we stand and watch, Lord God, allow us to be able to pray ahead of time, Lord God. Heavenly Father, for the protection, Lord God. Heavenly Father, those are going through health issues, Lord God. We just continue to pray for the completion of their health walk, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, that you will be a lamp into our footsteps, O Lord God. And we just pray that as we come back together, O Lord God, that we will have dreams and visions, O Lord God. That we will have dreams and visions. Our children will have dreams and visions, Lord God. Heavenly Father, speak to their hearts, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.